All right, we're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2 this Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025 at 10 a.m. The meeting is being held here at the offices of YorCal in South Jordan. Let's do a quick roll call for our minutes today. My name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel.
Hannah Medard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Joe Darger, District Chair.
Ryan Kent, Vice Chair and Treasurer.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
Thank you very much. We're going to follow our agenda that was sent out to the board. Our first preliminary action item is to propose combining the meeting for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2. Similar to prior meetings, for efficiency purposes, we want to combine the meetings so we don't have to have two separate meetings. In order to do that, we need a motion from the board to approve combining and conducting the special meetings for both districts.
I move we combine the meetings for Chelsea Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2.
I second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you, board. Excuse me, motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's now move to our consent items. The first consent item is to approve the draft minutes from the October 28th, 2025 board meeting. That also was in your packet. Are there any questions on the minutes?
No.
No.
Okay, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the October 28th, 2025 board meeting?
Yeah, I make a motion that we adopt the minutes from the previous board meeting.
Thanks, Joe. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Just for our meeting minutes, Vicki Felch has now joined the meeting. Okay, let's go to our second consent item. This is to approve and ratify any payment applications made since the last board meeting. I'm not sure if there have been any, but as you recall, the acquisition and reimbursement agreement requires a ratification of any prior requisition requests. Shelby, were there any?
We did not have any in today's meeting.
Okay, so I don't think we have to have a motion on this right now since there were no.
I just signed two of them, Shelby. One for CLA and one for Tom.
Yeah, I think maybe when we provided the meeting packet materials, Ryan, those hadn't been
okay
done on our end. So we'll capture those in the next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to move to our public hearing portion of the meeting. We do need a motion to open the public hearing portion. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to open the public hearing portion.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The hearing is now open for public comment and questions. Do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning Chelsea Public Infrastructure District number one's amended operating and capital budget for 2025? So there are no members of the general public here at the YorCal participating in the meeting. I do not see any members of the public participating on the Zoom call. So I think we can now move to our second public hearing item, which involves getting any members of the public to give comment on the proposed budgets for the districts for 2026. Again, for the record, no members of the general public are here at the physical location of YorCal, and there are no members of the public present or participating via Zoom link. So we can now entertain a motion to close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
I move we close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
I
I
second.
second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. Let's move to our action items. The first action item is to consider accepting Q3 financial statements for calendar year 2025. The board did receive in its packet the Q3 financial statements. I'm going to turn the time over to Shelby, CLA, and she can walk the board through Q3 financials.
Thanks, Tom. All right, board, stop me along the way with any questions here. So, starting with the balance sheet for the district, total assets at the end of third quarter were just under 2.5 million. About 35,000 was in the capital projects fund, which includes a portion of the working capital fund that will be transferred to the general fund. So just about $260 in the project fund. And then 2.4 million is in the debt service fund, restricted for the 2024 A1 and A2 bonds, and then about 35,000 in the general fund. Current accounts payable were about 8,600, which brings total fund balances to about 2.467 million. Looking at the general fund budget to actual, revenues just consist of interest income for what's earned on the working capital funds held at UMB, so about 2,300 there. Expenditures were about 27,000 as of the end of Q3. Not really much to note here. We'll look at the budget here in a couple of minutes. I believe we are proposing a budget amendment for 2025, which we'll look at that in more detail here in a few minutes. Next page is the debt service fund budget to actual. So a few notes here. Interest income about 64,000. Again, that's the fund sitting at UMB earning interest. Assessment fee revenue is about 496,000 year to date. I believe that there are anticipated additional revenues to come through before December 31st for additional lot prepayments. And then expenditures about 418,000, which includes the 177,000 of interest on the property tax bonds, and then the first half of the interest on the assessment bonds of 241,000. Again, we'll look at this in a moment, but also proposing a budget amendment here to account for the assessment prepayments that have come through. And then lastly is the capital projects fund. Very little activity here, just interest income of about $205. Any questions on the financials?
No questions, Shelby.
None for me.
No.
Thank you, Shelby. All right, do we have a motion accepting the Q3 financial statements for the district?
Yeah, I move a motion that we accept the Q3 financials for the district.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our next resolution, which, after further discussion, we're going to remove that from the agenda today. It is no longer the first amendment to assessment ordinance is no longer being done. So we will table that and move to our third action item, which is to adopt Resolution 2025-03. This is a resolution adopting the amended final operating and capital budget for year 2025 for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District Number 1. Shelby, I'm going to turn the time over to you to walk the board through this.
Okay, thank you. So, Board, I'm just going to kind of recover what David went over with you in the last meeting. So, this is again specific to the 2025 budget amendment. So, a few things here, starting with the general fund, which again is where all the administrative costs flow through. We have added about $5,000 here for the assessment administration, which we had overlooked in preparing the 2025 budget. And so we've added that and then also bumped up the auditing costs. Those proposals came in a little bit higher than what the budget was, so we've reflected kind of that actual cost here. So looking to amend the general fund from 51,000 to 57,500. Again, all of that would be covered from those working capital funds. The next page, and I believe David covered this with you, would kind of reset here. So we are breaking out the debt service fund into two funds to be able to track the property tax bond activity separately from the assessment bond activity separately. Candidly, we should have done this from the beginning, and that was our oversight. So just better transparency and kind of showing those revenues separately since they're specific to those series of bonds. So for the 2024 A1, these are the property tax bonds. No change in the actual expenditures, but we're showing a transfer out, which is an appropriation under government accounting standards. So this represents the capitalized interest and then the reserve fund for those assessment bonds, to where we're moving that into a new fund to establish the beginning balances there. So then, kind of seeing that complete picture here, this is the assessment bond debt service fund. We have that incoming transfer in, and then we're also increasing the appropriations here to account for a principal payment based on the anticipated or the lot prepayments that have come through year to date on the assessment bonds. And then nothing here for the capital projects fund. So, any questions on the 2025 budget amendments or those changes that we've built in here?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Shelby. If there are no further questions from the board, do we have a motion approving the final amended budget for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District Number 1?
I make a motion as stated.
I'll
Do we have a
second
second?
that.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our fourth action item, which is consider adoption of Resolution 2025-04. This is a resolution adopting the final operating and capital budgets for both districts for 2026. Again, I'm going to turn the time back over to Shelby of CLA to go over these final budgets.
Okay. All right. Again, just kind of a quick refresher. General fund on the expense side, same kind of groupings here, just increased a few of the line items for inflationary increases. So setting a budget of $59,275, anticipating that working capital funds plus the administrative carve out from assessment revenues would cover all of the expenses in 2026. And then on the property tax bond debt service page, small amount of property taxes from the mill levy, so about $12, which would be available for the 2026 budget year. We've estimated an interest income, and then there's a scheduled interest payment on those bonds in March of $234,000. And then there's the annual paying agent fee to UMB for their services to the district. The interest would be fully covered from the capitalized interest fund. That would be about $291,000 at the end of 2026. And then the surplus fund balance is projected to be about $346,000. On the assessment fund, our assessment bond fund, here, again, I would note the assessment fee revenue for 2026. We built this in for really just what would be needed to cover the scheduled interest and principal payments. Later on in 2026, once we have a kind of more firm idea of what prepayments would come through that would then trigger a principal payment on those bonds, we can amend this budget at this point next year. So again, just kind of built in what would be needed. And then on those bonds, scheduled interest payment of about $402,000 and a principal payment of about $201,000. And then lastly, for this capital projects fund, just reflected that any remaining funds here would be closed out and transferred into the property tax bond fund in accordance with the indenture. So Any questions on any of that?
No questions.
No.
Okay.
Thanks, Shelby. All right, do we have a motion approving the final 2026 budgets for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 and 2?
I make a motion that we approve the 2026 budgets for public districts 1 and 2.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Budgets are adopted. Let's move to our action item number 4, which is to consider authorizing the district chair to obtain a proposal from Hinton Burdick and for 2025 audit services and approve the district chair to sign. Just modify that a bit, stating that we have received a proposal for Hinton Burdick, which was in your board packet. And I believe this firm also performed the district audit in 2024.
Yes.
So it's the same firm. As you know, state law requires that these districts be audited every year. Actually, this will just be for district number 1, Chelsea district number 1. Shelby's here. She can answer any questions you guys might have about the audit or the proposed.
I noticed, Shelby, that you amended the budget because it was more than we thought, but is that a typical price for those audits? It just doesn't seem like they have that much to audit. That's a lot of money for what they do.
Yeah, it seems high. I know we get that comment quite a bit. It's pretty consistent with what we see with other firms, Joe. Part of what drives their cost up a little bit is that they have to basically do kind of a compliance audit for the district as well. So all of these non-financial items that the district has to do, like posting the minutes within a certain period of time, they have to look at all of that. And so that just increases the fee from where it probably otherwise would be, which would probably be in like the $6,500 to $7,500 range. So, short answer is yes, this is pretty consistent with what we see for all other firms that do this work.
All right. It is what it is. Just the fees
Yeah.
just seem to eat at this pit all the time. I'm always amazed at all the fees and costs.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, do we have a motion authorizing the district actually, we'll change this. Do we have a motion to authorize the district to approve the Hinton Burdick engagement agreement for 2025 auditing services for the district and approve the district chair to sign?
Yeah, I make a motion that the district approves the audit as proposed and that the chair sign that proposal.
Do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our sixth action item to renew the engagement agreement between YourCal for district council services and to authorize the district chair to sign the engagement agreement. The engagement letter was included in your packet. The engagement letter sets forth the terms and fees for YourCal to act as district council for both of Chelsea PID numbers 1 and 2. I'm going to open it up to see if you have any questions.
I'm not going to ask why those are so high, Tom. I think just to be clear then, we also are in a way to cut some of those expenses. That's where we've got CLA coming on. So and that reflects that, correct?
So that's a great question, Joe. I think the easiest answer is we bill on a time and materials basis, and so the objective is I think there's a $20,000 budget for legal.
Yeah.
If CLA is brought on as a district manager, we would expect that the legal fees associated for our firm would not be $20,000. They would be probably closer to the $10,000 range. And then you would pick up the efficiencies of having CLA do a lot of what we're currently doing. That way we can focus on just purely legal matters. As you know, the district has to have, the district doesn't have employees, but they need three principal players besides the board in order to function. That's you need district accountant, you need a district engineer, and you need district counsel.
So that answers that. I just wanted to see if that was how that was reflected in the move we made last time. But that makes sense. It'll just reduce the time. So you're focused on your time on legal matters, which is reflects the cost, and then not so much on some of the accounting and budget items. So that answers my question. With that, I move that we adopt the proposal for YorCal, as said, and authorize the district chair to sign it.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. All right. Well, now we can move to action item 7, which is consider renewing the district's engagement of CLA for district accounting services. And the proposed SOW was provided by CLA. I'm just going to open that up. If the board has any questions, Shelby's here. She can answer that. Answer those questions.
I don't have any questions.
All right. Do we have a motion approving the SOW for CLA to act as district accountant for 2026 and providing accounting services to Chelsea PIDs number 102 and authorizing the district chair to sign?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's now move to our eighth agenda action item, which is to consider engaging CLA for district management services and authorizing the district chair to sign the engagement agreement. You remember at our October 28th board meeting, Nick from CLA did provide a general description of the district management services that they would be providing to the district, which kind of takes over some of the stuff that our firm is currently doing. And I think it's more efficient for CLA to do those district management services. So really the board just has to decide if they want to engage CLA to provide district management services. And if so, then we'll have CLA provide an engagement agreement and then send that around for signature. So I'm going to open it up to the board for discussion.
No, I think we discussed it last meeting. We're ready to move forward with it, Tom.
Okay, great. Do we have a motion engaging CLA to act as district manager for 2026, providing district management services to Chelsea PIDs number 1 and 2, and authorizing the district chair to sign an engagement letter in accordance with industry standards?
Yeah, so moved.
Do we have a second?
A second.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Shelby, if you could coordinate with Nick and getting an engagement agreement sent over.
Will do. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. All right, we're down to our last action item to consider adoption of an annual board meeting calendar for 2026. This is required. The board did receive in its packet the proposed board meeting calendar for 2026. I'm going to open it up to see if there are any questions. If there are no questions, we can have someone make a motion to approve the 2026 board meeting calendar for the district.
I just make a motion that we approve the calendar as stated for the district.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. All right, we're now on to our administrative non-action items. I didn't have anything listed on this, so I'm going to open it up to see if there are any other matters the district board would like to discuss at this time.
Shelby, I wonder if it would make sense for to get Allison and maybe someone from Gilmore Bell just to get that clarification on the per acre assessments, just so that we're clear. I know that Allison had sent over a spreadsheet showing kind of her roll-up and what was proposed for next year, but I think that affects our budgets. But I'm still not 100% clear on what we will be paying once we close on these lots. It would be nice to have, a sheet or a something that we can just refer to rather than saying, I think it's about this much. Let's send it over to Allison and we'll get it. And most of the time those are already under contract and we need to make sure that we're pricing those appropriately.
I think since we're all kind of on the same page of not being super clear on the direction, I'll just kind of follow up to the latest email on this and just see how we can kind of wrap this up and get to a good spot where everybody's on the same page.
Okay.
Thanks, Shelby. Please include me on that email because I think there might be some legal issues involved with this.
Yeah, we need your
Michelle.
support, Tom, on a couple of those. Gilmore Bell. Well, we had talked about it before, but I think there's some things that we can push on to next year that don't have to be paid this year. We need the money.
All right, we'll get with Shelby and Gilmore Bell, and we'll work through those issues. Okay, well, if there are no further non-administrative action item or administrative non-action item, I have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Yeah, I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
A second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned. It's nice to see everybody.